This is Phoneboy Speaks, episode 374, and I'm going to take a break from the usual sort of things I cover on this podcast and actually talk about sports. I'm going to talk about the 49ers and the fact that their last home game ever at Candlestick Park was played. And Candlestick Park is it's a very interesting place, given where it was built. It was built in 1960. Actually, it was originally the home of the San Francisco Giants, which came from New York. And that's where they moved. And then the 49ers made it their home in 1971. And you know, and the rest is history, as they say. And the 49ers have made a lot of history at Candlestick Park. There's been, I don't know, they just did a retrospective of you know, 25 great plays that happened in Candlestick Park over the last 43 years. And, you know, there's a number of, you know, I guess say there's probably plenty more that didn't get featured. And the one that didn't get featured in that retrospective was one that happened. Well, the last regular season game that the 49ers ever played in Candlestick Park. There may be some playoff games, depending upon what happens with Seattle and then a couple other things, but there may be a couple more games played there, but as far as we know, the game on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons was the last game that the 49ers will play at Candlestick Park, and they closed it out with, well, a play that really should be in that list. You've heard of the catch, which is that famous play where Montana rolls out to his right and throws a really, really high pass that Dwight Clark just jumps up in the end zone and gets. It's an amazing catch. It's just awesome. And so this pick six by Navarro Bowman you'd have to see it to believe it, and I did see it, and I think I scared my wife when I yelled out because it was just such an amazing thing to watch. And then I went back and listened to the radio recording. Thank goodness for NFL Audio Pass. And well, I'm going to play it for you. This whole podcast was my excuse to play this clip. I guess that's really all it is. But when you listen to this thing, it's just amazing.
Ryan in a shotgun from the 10-yard line. It is second down. Ryan takes a snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell, intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption can a man seek. Navarro Bowman, who could not cover an onside kick, catches a deflected pass for an interception and runs it 7 miles for a touchdown.
Jermaine Brock broke on a slant route and was there fighting Douglas. He's been fighting with Douglas since he slammed him a minute ago. Broke on the route, and you're right, popped it up in the air. Navarro got it, and I was just messing with Navarro and talking about how he's dropped picks all year long. He's had balls in his hands, and when he had to come down with one, he just walked him into the playoffs.
Can you believe this stadium? What kind of craziness, utter bizarre insanity and lunacy can this stadium deliver?
And yet the stadium has delivered plenty of lunacy. And, you know, well, those of us who are 49ers fans and, you know, Giants fans, I guess, or 49ers, San Francisco Giants fans from years ago will have, I'm sure, have plenty of fond memories at Candlestick Park. But, the Giants have moved on to a Pac Bell Stadium or AT&T Park, in the middle of downtown San Francisco. And, the Niners will be playing at Levi's Stadium down in Santa Clara next year. And so it'll be, there's no tech angle to this story. It's because, you know, I usually talk about tech stuff. If you follow me on Twitter, you know, I'm a 49ers fan and I occasionally let it leak out elsewhere. But this is, this is my departure from those kinds of things. And so hopefully you'll indulge me as sort of a Christmas gift or a late Christmas gift as this is going out. So, we'll get back to normal tech douchebaggery tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.